The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. Crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There's no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." They said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." He said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Signore, con vosotros. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo, al enterarse Jesús de la muerte de Juan el Bautista, subió una barca y se dirigió a un lugar apartado solitario. Al saberlo, la gente lo siguió por tierra desde los pueblos. Cuando Jesús desembarcó, vio aquella muchedumbre, se compadeció de ella y curó a los enfermos. Como ya se hacía tarde, se acercó a sus discípulos a decirle, "Estamos en despoblado y empieza a oscurecer. Despide la gente para que vayan a los caseríos y compren algo de comer." Jesús les replicó, "No hace falta que vayan, denles ustedes de comer." Ellos le contestaron, "No tenemos aquí más que 5 panes, 2 pescados." Les dijo, "Tráigamelos." Luego mandó que la gente se sentara sobre el pasto. Tomó los 5 panes, los 2 pescados. Mirando al cielo, pronunció una bendición. Partió los panes y se los dio a los discípulos para que los distribuyeran a la gente. Todos comieron hasta saciarse y con los pedazos que habían sobrado se llenaron 12 canastos. Los que comieron eran unos 5,000 hombres, sin contar las mujeres y a los niños. Palabra del Señor. San Pablo, en la carta a los Romanos, que estamos leyendo capítulo 8 por 5 semanas, menciona como 5 veces la palabra amor. Yo le voy a decir cómo ustedes pueden crear un ambiente de amor en sus casas. Es sencillo, pero difícil al mismo tiempo. Empezando con una experiencia personal. Varios de ustedes que me conocen vengan de familia de 9 hermanos. Mis padres tuvieron 4 adolescentes al mismo tiempo, ¿no? Entonces yo tengo un gemelo irlandés que significa que tengo la misma edad que él cuando llegamos a febrero. Y mis padres, desde que tuvimos tal vez 4 años, nos enseñaron a rezar cada noche. No mucho, pero siempre fiel. Padre, Ave, Angelito de la Guarda. Y siempre nosotros terminamos rezando los unos por los otros. Entonces, mamá rezaba por papá. Papá rezaba por mamá. Mi hermano rezaba por papá y mamá. Y para mí, y yo rezaba por mamá, papá y mi hermano. Ojalá que no están confundidos, ¿no? Pero fue un triángulo de amor. Porque rezar por alguien es una manera de amar, ¿no? ¿Cuántos aquí tienen más que un hijo? Yo con mi hermano mayor, yo peleé con él tal vez 2 veces en 17 años. La mayoría, aquí tal vez sus hijas se pelean 5 veces cada día, ¿no? Y no miento, ¿no? Y la razón es porque había mucho amor. Mamá y papá rezando, mi hermano rezando, yo rezando y rezando mutuamente. Fue un triángulo constante. Pero nada más 2 peleas en 17 años y yo gané los 2, ¿no? Pero él era más intelectual, yo más musculoso, ¿no? Entonces, mucha gente me dice que está deprimida. No es falta. Entonces, le voy a dar la receta para tener en su casa paz, armonía y alegría. ¿La quieren? Ok, está relacionada con este cuento, pero el número del diario de Santa Faustina. Es fácil, pero difícil. Si le digo, ustedes van a decir, oh, parece muy fácil, pero ponerlo en práctica. Que cada día, cada miembro de la familia, si son 5, o 7, o 2, no importa, cada miembro de la familia tiene que hacer 3 cosas. Cada día, cada miembro tiene que rezar por los otros, ¿o no? Número 2, tiene que decir una palabra buena. Una palabra buena a alguien. El tercero, tiene que ser un gesto de amor. Se lo prometo. Si ustedes hacen eso, no va a tener tristeza, desánimo, miedo, angustia, porque la tristeza viene con egoísmo, pensando en yo, 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 yo. Eso va creando tristeza. Pero yo salgo de mí mismo y busco a Dios en los demás. Hay paz y alegría. Ese es mi mensaje hoy. Corto, sencillo, pero exigente. Tratem de hacerlo, ustedes díganme, en dos semanas si funciona. Amén. See if I haven't forgotten my English, okay? My dad once said, you're the only one that got a degree in English and you stopped speaking it afterward, no? St. Paul in his letters speaks about 5 times using the word love, the love of Christ, the love of Christ, the love of Christ. I'd like to talk about that in a very practical way. As I said in Spanish, I'm one of 9, pretty big family. And I'm an Irish twin, which means that I have the same age as my brother in February up to March 27th. But what my mom and dad did with the two of us, they're very strong on the two oldest ones, the younger ones too, but praying every night. Not that much. Sign of the cross, Our Father, Hail Mary, Guardian Angel, but we would always, we'd always pray for each other. So Mom would pray for Dad, Dad would pray for Mom, Mike would pray for Mom and Dad and me, and himself too. And I'd pray for Mom and Dad and Mike. We did that always. I'd almost do it in my sleep because Mom and Dad said, you have to pray for your older brother. You have to pray for us. And it became natural as breathing air without your mask. Okay? And you know, I was with him until I was 17. Then he went off to Dartmouth. Okay? And we had about 2 fights in 17 years. By the way, I won them, okay? He was more the intellectual, I was more brawny, he was more brainy. But really, we really got along very well together. Had a bunk bed, we did things together. And I really believe it's because of the power of prayer. Constantly, he was praying for me, Mom was praying for me, Dad was praying for me. There was a triangle of grace. And I look back in my life as a teenager, I just have good memories, which is pretty rare. You know, every family today is dysfunctional. I didn't have that. But it was because of God. Because of God. Okay, let's see how we can translate that into your life. A lot of families today are depressed, they're nervous, they're tense, they're on edge. And the simple reason why is because the people in their homes are thinking more about themselves than about others. That's the cause of tension and sadness when we fall, cave in upon ourselves. In psychology, it's called an ego trip, okay? It's egotism. Narcissism. Look at Jesus. Jesus was so tired and he crosses and there's these 1,000 people and Jesus, I was thinking this morning, I probably would have gotten the ship and gone over the other side, okay? But he goes out and he starts to help them and cure them and preach to them and feed them, no? Jesus was tired. So if you want to create harmony in your family and peace and joy, okay, it's a number from the Diary of St. Faustina. It's easy but hard. It's easy to understand. Put into practice, not that easy. But if you try to do it, I promise you, you come back to me in 2 weeks, Father, you're right. There's going to be peace and joy and harmony in your homes. And it's this. Every day, every member in the family, from the youngest to the oldest, every day pray for all the members in your family. And that could be one Hail Mary, but you're praying for everyone. You're not going to say, well, my oldest sister, I can't stand her. I'm not going to pray for her. No, you've got to pray double for her then, okay? And second is, say something kind every day to someone in your family. A kind word. Boy, you make great oatmeal cookies. Is it true? I remember once I was in desolation, and someone said one kind word to me. I was in consolation for 2 days. For 2 days. I was in desolation. Someone said something kind to me, maybe about 10 words, and it pulled me right out of the desolation, and I experienced consolation, I think, for 48 hours. And the person wasn't even aware of it. It was a kind gesture. And that's the third. Say something kind, but do something kind also. If you do that, and you know, all of that could take, if you look at your watch, a Hail Mary, 20 seconds. A kind word, 8 seconds. A kind gesture, 8 seconds. It all can be done in about 49 seconds. But it's done with love. If we love each other with the love of Christ, irrespective of this pandemic, doesn't really matter. I've been preaching, it doesn't matter where we are, what's going on, it matters who we're with. And if we're with Jesus Christ, we're in the best of company. So try to put that into practice and tell me in a couple weeks if it works. I really believe that that is the key to joy and peace and harmony, is when we learn to go out of ourselves and love Jesus and the others, starting in our own families. Amen. Amen. Thank you.